Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Caution. The scriptures we're about to share with you, well, they may cause a Holy Ghost explosion in your spirit. You might find yourself shouting, maybe even running around the room, but one thing is for sure. You will be praising God.
Hebrews 6:14 says, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.
As we were reading this scripture, it really... honey, ignited in our spirit. So we decided to look it up in a couple of other translations.
Hebrews 6:14 in the Message Bible says, he said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless.
Hallelujah. Now, that's a great scripture for you to personalize.
Indeed.
He said, I promise that I'll bless Lawrence with everything I have. Bless and bless. And bless. He said, I promise that I'll bless Rena with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. He said, I'll promise that I'll bless Eileen with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. You get the idea. Personalize that for you. I mean, just thinking that the God of the universe, that he's saying he's going to bless you with everything he has. That just sounds amazing.
Hallelujah.
But most of all, it's true. So the question is, are we taking God up on that promise today? Sadly, there are some people who love God with all their hearts. But they think when the scripture says God will bless us, it refers only to eternal life, the sweet by and by. But that's just not what the scripture means. For instance, according to Strong's Concordance, the word bless, found in Hebrews 6:14, is the Greek word eulego, and it means bless, to cause to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God.
And you know, in heaven, you're already blessed, prospered, and to be favored of God. So it's talking about right here on planet Earth.
Right here, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not God's desire for us to be broke and in debt and, well, in debt up to our eyeballs. God wants us prosperous. He wants us blessed to be a blessing to others. And we can't bless someone else if we're broke, unhappy, playing the blame game, walking in guilt, and relying on excuses as to why we're not where we ought to be. It's not God's desire for us to always look like we're weaned on a dill pickle. God wants us happy. But more than that, he wants us full of his joy.
Hallelujah.
Happiness is external. It relies on circumstances. Being broke is certainly not a happy circumstance. While joy is internal, it's based on your knowledge of the word, and you're understanding that no matter what's happening around you, God will always, always direct your path to his desired blessing flow. Hallelujah. The word blessed also means favorite of God.
Hallelujah. When we were directed to Galatians 3:9 in the classic Amplified Bible, we had to smile at each other. It says, so then, those who are people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God as partners in fellowship with the believing and trusting Abraham.
The word blessed in this verse is the same Greek word that's used in Hebrews 6:14. As you remember, it's the Greek word G21:27, and it means, among other things, to cause to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God.
Now let's look at Galatians 3:9 again, this time in the contemporary English version. It says, This means that everyone who has faith will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. That's another great one to personalize.
It really is. This means that Larry, who has faith, will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. This means that Laurel, who has faith, will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. This means that Gina, who has faith, will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. Look, personalize these scriptures. It just increases how real they become to you.
That is exactly right. Seems like a good time to look at Genesis 22, verse 15 also. Genesis 22, 15 in the Message Bible. It says, "The angel of God spoke from heaven a second time to Abraham. I swear God's sure word, because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear, dear son, I'll bless you. Oh, how I'll bless you. And I'll make sure that your children flourish like the stars in the sky, like sand on the beaches, and your descendants will defeat their enemies. All nations on earth will find themselves blessed through your descendants because you obeyed me."
It's clear to us we're blessed because we're the descendants of Abraham.
Acts 3, verse 25 says in the Classic Amplified Bible, "You are the descendants, sons of the prophets, and the heirs of the covenant, which God made and gave your forefathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, heirs, shall all the families of the earth be blessed and benefited."
Hallelujah. Just as God promised to bless Abraham, he will also bless us. Why does God desire to bless his people? So we might establish his covenant. We're blessed to be a blessing to others. You can read that in Deuteronomy 8:18. All the promises and blessings of Abraham, hear me now, hear us. All the promises and blessings of Abraham belong to you and to us.
That's right. Genesis 22:18. "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Let's look at Acts 3, verse 25 again. Acts 3, 25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "You are the descendants, sons of the prophets, and the heirs of the covenant, which God made and gave your forefathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, the heir, shall all the families of the earth be blessed and benefited through Jesus Christ our Lord."
Get ready for this. You're blessed or will be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. God does not prosper us for the purpose of raising our standard of living. He prospers us so that we can raise our standard of giving.
But when we give, we end up getting ourselves.
Hallelujah. That's right. The call of God upon Abraham can be the model for God's call to us. Just as God promised to bless Abraham, he will also bless us. Why does God desire to bless his people? So that we might establish his covenant, and we're blessed to be a blessing to others.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." What a promise.
Amen. See, we're also blessed because we praise him.
That is so true. Psalm 145, verse 2. Psalm 145, 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Every day with its new reasons will I bless you, affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever."
As we praise him, he blesses us. As we walk in his righteousness, he blesses us.
Proverbs 3, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The curse of the Lord is in and on the house of the wicked, but he declares blessed, joyful, and favored with blessings the home of the just and consistently righteous."
When we do what's right before God, when we obey his instructions, he will bless us beyond measure.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "May blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm."
Hallelujah. We like that. You should like it too, because he's going to give us every blessing from the heavenly realm. The last scripture that we were led to, Jeremiah 32:40.
Jeremiah 32:40 in the New Living Translation says, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them." Think of that, honey.
Amen.
"I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me."
Hallelujah. Another great scripture to personalize. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with Mona. I will never stop doing good for Mona. I'll put a desire in Mona's heart to worship me, and she will never leave me." Wow. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with Vincent. I will never stop doing good for Vincent. I'll put a desire in Vincent's heart to worship me, and he will never leave me." So many ways you can personalize that, and it needs to be personalized. Not only is God going to cause us to prosper, to make us happy, and walk in his favor, he is never going to stop doing good for us, and he will never leave us. Now, honey, that's what we call a real blessing flow.
Amen. No matter what happens, we need to always have our first thought, God is with me.
Hallelujah. That's exactly right. He will bless and bless and bless you.
Amen.
That'd be a good thing to repeat during the day. God is going to bless and bless and bless me. Because that's what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.